Well, I just want to take a moment to say thank you for joining us as we journey through the Bible. Today, we are looking at Leviticus chapter 26, verses 12 and 13. I will walk among you and be your God, and you will be my people. This is what God says. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt so that you would no longer be slaves to the Egyptians. I broke the bars of your yoke and enabled you to walk with heads held high. All right, so get ready to be impressed with some very, quote-unquote, useful information I ran across. You ready? The kings in a deck of cards are named, I don't know if you knew this, Alexander, Caesar, Charles, and David. Did anyone know that? Here's another useful bit of information. The modern hamburger on a bun got its start at the St. Louis World's Fair in 1904. Good stuff, right? The ZIP in zip codes stands for Zone Improvement Plan and was introduced by the post office in, anyone know? 1963. One more. It takes 110 domestic silkworms cocoons to make a man's tie and 630 to make a blouse. Talk about sacrifice. I could go on and on. Really, I could go on and on. But the point I want to make is this. Most of the time, we don't need new information, right? We need to use the information we already have. Samuel Johnson said, people need to be reminded more often than they need to be instructed. And that's what God does in the book of Leviticus. While there is much instruction, he weaves this reminder into his teaching 49 times throughout the book as he states, I am the Lord your God. I am the Lord your God. I am the Lord your God. In today's passage, he reminds the people that he is the Lord their God and that he's going to walk among them. He broke the chains of their slavery and he brought them out of Egypt. God tells his people that because of who he is and what he has done, they can walk with their heads held high, and so can we. The creator of all things is the Lord our God. He has broken the bars of sin's slavery. He has delivered us from the land of sin. In him there is forgiveness for the past, there's power for the present, and there's a great promise for the future. Believers, because the Lord is our God, we can walk with our heads held high. We need to do that today. Because God is our God, walk with your heads held high. Dear Father, thank you for your deliverance. Enable us today to walk with our heads held high. In Jesus' name, amen.